and let's muse on the news with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
A sad accident happened at the new Dickies Arena in Fort Worth. A janitor died over the weekend after he was trapped under an entry gate. Juan Carlos Julian Jr., 24 years of age, died at 7 in the morning on Saturday from traumatic asphyxia because he got entrapped by the electric gate there. He worked as a janitor for an arena contractor, 24 years of age.
That's terrible.
Lost his life. I know, that is horrible. Dickies Arena opened in October. At least they had the ribbon cutting there in October, and they started hosting events last month. Seats up to 14,000 people. You seen it yet? You been there?
Hadn't been there.
I haven't either.
Seen pictures of it. Looks great.
Want to check it out. Okay, well, we've got our Sports Illustrated Sportsperson of the Year. Is it Secretariat again? Didn't Secretariat win it once?
I believe so.
Yes, I think Secretariat is the only aminal to ever win it.
Didn't Hitler win it?
No,
he won. Stalin or somebody?
Hitler was Time's Person of the Year. It's very awkward, but
missed
all. Yeah, because they always have to explain.
Yeah.
It doesn't pass the Gordon Keith 5-second rule.
They picked
it takes you longer than 5 seconds to explain something, then you need to redo it because people can't handle it.
They picked the biggest newsmaker, so it's not always a popular person.
Right.
I thought you had a 3-second rule.
Hmm?
It's a 5-second rule?
No, the 3-second rule is the kind that you had in school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a 5-second rule.
Confused. Okay, let's think
about
this.
Only there was a
this.
Song that could really...
It could be Tom Brady.
That's who I was thinking.
Tom Brady, the guy who's booed because he sucks so bad.
It's not going to be Kawhi.
See, you're violating the 3-second rule.
You know, it could be Tiger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's taking you too long to figure it out.
Okay, who is it?
Megan Rapinoe.
Oh.
Whoa. Why'd you have that reaction? She's okay. The only person in sports who stood up for what was right.
What is that?
I don't know. When she didn't stand up for the anthem, that was her standing up for sitting down. She stood up for our right to sit down during the anthem because of the injustices. So, athletes of color are doing this to protest injustice. But a white woman does it and we'll give her the award.
I just didn't like the general attitude of the U.S. women's national team. They were just a little bit above it all.
Mm-hmm.
A full
can't handle women having... You can't handle strong women.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's exactly it. You remember when they were crushing that team from whatever it was, Taiwan? They won like 19-0. They were celebrating every goal like it was the World Cup winner. Uh-huh. I just didn't think they showed a lot of class.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. I hate women, right? Just whatever you're going
to
say.
You're just short-circuiting the guy. He wants to fight with you, though. You can't short-circuit him by not fighting with him. He needs you to participate.
Yeah, does that work if you just give in immediately? Go, yeah,
that's
you're
what
right.
I always do. Just, okay, yeah, have at it. Fine. If you feel more powerful in the world having that narrative about me, go ahead. Fine.
I agree
good.
With you.
Good. There's my Christmas present to you. Now you're powerful. So she is the 2019 Sports Illustrated Sportsperson of the Year. Sportsman of the Year? I guess you can't say that, right? Sportsperson of the Year.
She had the really
sports
classy
of the year.
Quote, I'm not going to the effing White House.
Yes.
Well, that sounds like the sports person of the year right
You can't
there.
Handle powerful women. That's the whole reason you're against that quote.
Just agree with him, George. Give in.
Oh, you're right. You're right about
That's
me.
That's the only reason you could be against
right.
that quote.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Look at her. Look at this picture they use of her there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's...
Bit of a pose.
Yeah. Look at the smugness on her face. But anyway, she wins. Congratulations to her. Peter Freites has passed away at the age of 34. He was not exactly the creator of the Ice Bucket Challenge, but he's the one who made it really, really popular and started it off as a viral sensation back in, what was that, 2014? That was quite some time ago. He was diagnosed with ALS, and of course, ALS what benefited from the, I guess it was an ALS benefit, right? What do you call that? A challenge to raise money for ALS research.
Yeah.
It's too cumbersome to say, but it seems weird to say that ALS benefited from it.
Right.
ALS research.
Yes. Boston College, which was his alma mater, announced his death, said, "Today, having received our angel, Peter Frates, a husband to Julie, father to Lucy, a son to John and Nancy, brother to Andrew and Jennifer, Pete passed away, surrounded by his loving family, peacefully at the age of 34 after a heroic battle with ALS." It is incredibly sad. He graduated from Boston College in May of 2007. They say he never complained about his illness. I think I would do nothing but complain.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it right. Yes, I got it right.
200 million raised. That's pretty incredible. That's an amazing impact.
You guys didn't do it, did you?
Ironic note.
You did?
You did it?
I don't remember seeing that video.
Yeah, where is that video? It's got to still be out there.
A long time ago. I got challenged and then I can't remember who I challenged after that.
That's the P1's job, is to search up and find Giorgio's ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
It's out there somewhere. I can repost it, I guess.
Were you shirtless?
Iceman!
I wasn't shirtless.
You weren't?
No.
I thought people usually did it by a pool or something like that.
Sometimes they did, but there are a lot of people with their clothes on, like Oprah and President Bush.
It seems like I got challenged to it a couple times, and you know what I said? Sigh.
God. Man. You hate raising money for charity.
Gordon Keith.
I have no problem. Believe me, they can use my $20 a lot more than they can use my stupid video. I mean, what's going to cure ALS more? $20 to research or me getting cold for a second?
Well, here's the deal. You doing the video encourages others. You challenge others.
Yes. It would encourage no one else.
Yeah, you're right, Gordon. It didn't work. Only $200 million got raised.
That's what I'm saying.
Terrible idea.
That's money. Money is important here,
not giving video of me. You giving a little bitty 20.
What do you mean little bitty 20?
Out of your massive wallet.
I don't have a massive wallet.
That doesn't inspire anybody.
I'm in all kinds of financial problems.
I don't doubt that.
I won't do anything for charity.
Okay. Oh, man. Where did you get that drop?
Audio. Let's listen to that one more time.
I won't do anything for charity.
Hear that,
there
P1s?
That's
the real Gordon Keith right there.
Gordon Keith.
That's the Gordon Keith that he doesn't want you to know about. That's the Gordon Keith you deserve to know about. You don't want to be pitied because you're a cripple in a wheelchair? Then stay in your house.
Whoa, I won't do anything for charity.
Now, wait a second. I don't even remember what that's from.
That is your voice.
Man.
Okay, I was clearly doing a news story. Clearly. It's so obvious to everyone except for me as to what I was talking about.
I don't know. Let's listen to that entire playlist again.
You don't want to be pitied because you're a cripple in a wheelchair? Then stay in your house.
I won't do anything for charity.
It's too harsh. Stop playing that. Anyway, back to the news story. That's a drop. All right. The story of the kid with an inverted scrotum and a degloved penis.
I don't think I've ever heard of an inverted scrotum.
This kid had been cycling at a walking pace. Well, then what's the point?
I bet he was in sit-up and beg position.
Stop knowing that that term. If you're cycling at a walking pace, that's when you get twitch wheel.
Yeah.
That's a little too slow. He also had a drink in his hand when he hit a stationary car.
Oof.
And it left him with a cut that was 5.5 inches long that extended from his left groin area across the pubic bone and to the right of the, I guess he also cut his taint.
Ooh.
Oh.
The result of all of this was an inverted left scrotum. Wait. What? Left inverted left scrotum.
Testicle? Inverted
this
left testicle?
This says inverted left scrotum.
Like the whole thing went up there?
And a penis. Oh, he didn't have one before. and a penis that had been partially degloved of skin.
Oh, poor kid.
Can I say one thing? If he was riding a bike at a walking pace and hit a stationary car,
while holding a drink,
he's the worst cyclist ever.
All right, man.
It doesn't sound that fast.
Come on.
Cause that kind of damage.
You're victim blaming here. You don't need to rank the cyclist right now.
If you're going that slowly.
Let's just listen to the story medically.
Yeah, the cannibal Eddie Merckx is number one. This guy is number...
He's at the very
billion.
Bottom of the list of cyclists.
Taint on taint.
But if you're going that slowly, how do you hit a stationary car?
What do you mean? You're saying he had time to avoid it?
Plenty of time.
Obviously, he wasn't paying attention. He was a little bit distracted by the fact he was about to deglove his own penis.
Have you guys ever hit a fixed vehicle
yes,
on a bike?
I have.
I have too, and it hurt like a son of a gun.
I haven't, but my cousin Douglas did when we were riding. He had his head down, and he was behind me, and I heard this massive collision. And I look back, and he had hit an MG convertible, and he had flipped into the back seat of the convertible.
Mm. You know what model of car that is, don't you?
A midget.
No.
Yes.
It's called the C2000.
No, it's the MG Midget.
Surely they've changed the name of that. Well, MG doesn't make cars anymore. Those are British cars, weren't they?
I don't know, Gordon.
Man, I wanted one of those so bad.
What a hunk of junk.
Christy Hallcroft's family had one that I always wanted to buy.
Made up.
I always saw them broken down on the side of the road.
Yeah, I think theirs was broken down in their garage, but I wanted to buy it off of them. Anyway, back to inverted penis. I have hit a stationary car, and the way I did it was I was on my bike, and there was a car in front of us that had pulled, I guess it was in our neighborhood, and it drove by, and I got into its slipstream. So I thought I was really going to go fast getting in this car's slipstream. And I'm looking over at my friend, so I'm looking off to the side at a frown, and the car stopped in front of me, and I didn't know it had stopped.
Off.
So I hit it on my number four Huffy, and go tumbling over the top of the car.
That can mess
over
you up.
The trunk and then up onto the roof of the car.
I had partially a Huffy too. And yeah. I went right into a van. And I basically like pressed my face up against the back window, racked something fierce.
And of course, as a kid, something like this happens to you and the driver gets out of the vehicle.
Thinks, oh my
and
God.
And what am I doing? I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's all me. I'm Same sorry. Thing. I'm sorry. I'm trying to run away. Meanwhile, I'm not thinking what you should be thinking, which is lawsuit. I have just paid for college. This is their fault. I don't care if it was my fault. It's their fault
we
because
didn't think like
legal.
That back then.
You weren't hurt?
No, I wasn't hurt. Wow. My bike stuck up under the back bumper, so it's still standing directly upright. Because the wheel wedged between the road and the back bumper.
Wow.
Yeah. I survived that. So, and you know what? I think that's why women really dig me is because I'm such a bad boy. You know, been involved in a lot of accidents like that.
And you have an inverted scrotum.
You have a gloved penis.
That's the only way you get one is a hit a parked car.
I do put that on my resumes. I have a gloved penis. Lance, what do you mean? I noticed you said you had a gloved penis there. Right? I mean, my penis has never been degloved, so
okay,
it's clearly gloved.
We all need to call somebody today and tell them that.
That's right.
Let's call Ducey. Will you call Ducey? We'll carry it here on the air, but act like it's a personal call and just kind of tearfully confide in him that you have a gloved penis. See how he responds. See if you hear him unzipping.
God.
Anyway, so that's the penis injury I want to tell you about. Is that about it, Gordon? Or are you... Susan Day, the actress, is 67.
This was your crush, and it weirds me out.
Why?
Right? Oh, no, wait. This was George's crush.
Yeah, I liked her.
Was that weird you out that George
Partridge
had a crush
family?
On her?
Why?
A lot of people had a crush on Susan
Day.
She
was... she was older than us. It wasn't like Gordo fantasizing about six-year-olds.
Yeah, when you had a crush on Susan Olsen
right.
from the Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch. And I was about four when I started watching that in reruns, and I thought she was really cute. You guys didn't have crushes when you were 4 years old?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
No.
I think my whole life I've had crushes.
No, I don't think those started until about six maybe, or seven.
Yeah, maybe third grade, maybe.
Oh, man, I had a crush on my kindergarten teacher, Miss Reed, that drove that Mercury Cougar silver with the red interior.
You started early. Ooh.
I think I had the split armrest, too.
So, Susan Day, did we have David Cassidy on the show?
That sounds right. We have him in the ground now.
Or did we have Danny Bonaducci who told us that David Cassidy and Susan Day were having sex?
Hey, why does it seem like Danny Bonaducci was on the show?
He was.
He was.
Was he in studio?
And he told us that, no, on the phone, he told us David Cassidy and Susan Day were having sex and that he got David Cassidy's leftovers.
Gross,
remember that?
Man, yeah.
You mean he got Susan Day after David Cassidy?
He
could have just called her Susan Day.
No, like all the other girls that were hanging out at the trailer and the Hollywood places.
Oh. Huh.
No way.
But wait, Susan Day and David Cassidy were brother and sister.
Right. On the show.
Wow, no one told me that was that hot. Susan Day, 67. So she outlives her incest brother, David Cassidy.
Incest is best.
Hold on, George. Actor-director Kenneth Branagh is 59. Nice. Actress Nia Peeples is 58. TV chef Bobby Flay, 55. Drummer Meg White of White Stripes is 45. Raven Simone from That's So Raven and The Cosby Show is 34. And turning 60 today, Mark Aguirre.
Mark Aguirre?
Yeah. Who is it that called him Mark Aguirre? It was some local anchor. Local.
Message to Mark Cuban, retire that man's number.
Yep.
24 should be hanging in the rafters.
Yep. No, nobody remembers
that. All right, that's Muse.